This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Italian island of Capri is beefing up security measures ahead of the G7 foreign ministers meeting, where ministers from major Western powers are expected to present a united front in demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
On Tuesday, Israel's war cabinet was set to meet for the third time in 3 days, according to an official. It will decide on a response to Iran's first ever direct attack. Iran launched the attack on Saturday in retaliation for an airstrike on its embassy compound in Damascus on April 1st, attributed to Israel. President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the weekend that the United States, Israel's main protector, would not participate in an Israeli counterstrike.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The United States has seen steady progress in the amount of aid that goes into Gaza, the U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Tuesday, but it was still not at the desired level. And Washington was working to improve that.
Late last week, there were a few days during Eid when it was hard to find truck drivers, so the level of deliveries dipped. We have seen, however, a steady increase in the number of trucks that are going into Gaza.
Israeli tanks pushed back into parts of the northern Gaza Strip on Tuesday, which they had left weeks ago, while warplanes conducted airstrikes on Rafah, the Palestinians' last refuge in the south of the territory, killing and wounding several people, medics and residents said. Tanks advanced into an area and surrounded some schools where displaced families had taken refuge, said the residents. This